Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. If you want to be featured in the next episode, you can leave a voice message on anchor.fm/reddit-guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/tifu. Our first post of this episode comes from HBC Antonio and it's titled TIFU by showing my asshole to my dentist. Well, it happened and you know what, I might at least brighten your day with this tifu since mine is completely ruined by shame. No such thing as TMI here. So I got a little thing I'm taking care of back there, ointment and whatnot. It's not bad, but I wanted to take a look at it, so I have the brilliant idea of taking a photograph of my, behind's little speed bump. I squat, I do the thing, the awkward pose and all, and it's as interesting as you would have guessed, which is not much. Seems pretty okay, so I shrug and go to my dentist appointment. Now, sad story, lost my dog this summer, had to put her down, the whole heartbreaking story. So the dentist and I strike a pretty cool convo, 10 minutes just basically rambling about life and summer and dogs, the both of us. That's when I have the even more brilliant idea to pull out my phone and show her dog pics. Well, I showed her the wrong furry friend. And now I need to double down and tell the world I effed up this bad so we can all normalize accidental hole pics. Now I just got home in pure shame. SOS, thanks for listening. TLDR, took a pic of my butthole, forgot about it, meant to show my dentist dog's pics and accidentally showed her my ass. Edit, grammar edit 2, thanks for the silver and all the cavity and filling jokes. I'm laughing out of despair. Keep them coming. Edit 3, again, thanks for making these jokes. To clarify, I see PPL mentioning folders. What I did was worse. I didn't quit the app or hit back before putting my phone away, so when I picked it up and unlocked it, the Photos app was already open with my booty showing. There was no salvation, no grace period of any kind. I pulled it up and it was there for all to see, sad face. Edit 4. Guys, this way this will reach her and she'll see it was an accident and I might not have to go to a new dentist. Also, she never touched my phone. I opened it in front of her and the butt pic was the one that was already open in full screen. It was 100% on me. Poor woman. Edit 5. Risky click of the day. Link. The next post from ToxBunny080 is titled TIFU by being vulnerable and lonely. For about 2 months now I keep being asked what I want for Christmas, and for 2 months I have answered by saying I don't want anything. Today I was feeling vulnerable and lonely and a little hurt. And I texted my best friend that I finally decided what I want for Christmas. I then told her I wanted someone to be with me, and asked her if she came across anyone who wanted a guy like me. With all my flaws and some good things, or at the very least someone who wouldn't mind giving a lonely guy one night of love, cause then I would know someone at least liked me enough to be with me once. To think about me and maybe talk me up a little. 4 hours later I realized how that came across and panicked and asked her to pretend I didn't ask her that. But she hasn't responded yet. So I think I might have fucked up. TLDR, felt lonely, think I may have asked my friend to fuck me but it wasn't what I meant, update. She replied, laughed at me but said she'd keep it in mind. So I think it's okay. The next post from Moonchild86 is titled Tifu by teaching my cats that we eat at the same times. Dot. This foo has been a few years in the making now, but I've only realized it recently. I am in recovery from an eating disorder and I have 2 cats. At the advice from my therapist, I began timing my meals with my cat's meals a few years ago, 3 meals and a snack a day. All went well for a while, but I relapsed and stopped eating. My older, more affectionate cat didn't care, carried on eating like normal, but my younger, less affectionate cat stopped eating. So then I had months where I had no choice but to eat every single day, because my cat wouldn't eat if I wasn't. We are finally at the point that they'll both eat, whether I am or not, though I try my hardest to still eat. We are both a lot better now, but it's now gone the opposite way. I'm at the point of my ED recovery, that I'm supposed to be working on breaking my eating disorders, rules. So not always eating at exact specific times. Getting a snack if I'm hungry. Trying to listen to myself and my body. But every single time I get even a tiny snack, my cats now lose their minds and scream at me to feed them too. If I have breakfast a bit later, they scream, even if they've already been fed. If I have lunch later, they scream, etc., etc. So I've had multiple accidental foos here. The first was teaching a cat she can't eat without me. The second, and definitely least helpful, is teaching them that whenever I eat, they should expect to eat too. Now I have to continue with the ED rules in order to maintain the schedule I have set up with my cats. Damn it. Anyone know how to train a cat to stop screaming? TLDR taught my cats that we always eat at the same time. Now I can't change that routine at all, even though I'm supposed to change my routine. Edit to add. Cat tax Dobby link Lily link edit 2. I am completely blown away with the response this has gotten. I thought it was a little funny story, I didn't expect this reaction. Thank you to everyone for your comments and well wishes. I will try to reply to everyone, but honestly, I'm a bit overwhelmed right now. So if I don't manage to reply to all, please know that I'll be reading them and I appreciate you all heart. The next post from blank anyway 206 is titled Tifu by drunk calling my love interest at 4:30 in the morning and bawling to her about how much she means to me and how much I love her. Dot. This was last night. I cook at a pub and ended up having a few more than I anticipated. This girl who I have been courting on and off for almost 6 months now. She is perfect. I won't go on in too much detail because perfect for me is obviously not for someone else. But she isn't ready for a relationship. We started as just sexual partners, then it started to get too heavy for her, so we downgraded to FWBs. And now to last night. I was in my room flipping through photos of her on my phone and out of nowhere I started to get choked up. I knew I had deep feelings for this woman. I have told her before, sober. But the more photos I went through, the tears started flowing big time. So, I dialed her number. She answered very late into the rings with an exhausted and shocked, hello, and I was already sobbing like a child, mid telling her how sorry I was for waking her up, mid telling her how much I love her, mid telling her I had been drinking and just stuttering in between trying to catch my breath. After what was easily 15 minutes and me catching my breath, she asked if I felt better and I said yes. She said she was tired and needed to go back to sleep. I said okay, sniffling and clearing the snot from my nose. We hung up. She texted me this morning and I texted her back. She wrote she couldn't get back to sleep after and has to work early and is pretty frustrated overall with me. She gets pressured when I say stuff like that to her. So I haven't texted her back since then. She needs space. And I feel like an asshole. TLDR, drunk called my love interest at 4:30 a.m. crying about how much I love her. She is now very frustrated at me. The next post from Damaged Discount is titled TIFU by not realizing my POF date had an intellectual disability. Edit POF stands for Plenty of Fish, a dating website, so after an aggravating and drawn-out breakup, I decided to start dating again. To my surprise, I got a match and was able to set up a date on POF. I have never really been able to do this before as I'm not a very attractive person. Anyways, I drive about an hour and a half to pick her up, and when I do, I realize that she has an obvious intellectual disability. So I did the only thing to do and went on the date. The entire time I was worried that people were thinking I am some sort of predator. Now, I have the delightful task of letting her down gently, and she is a very nice person. I am dreading this, but I don't think I have any other options here. I'm done dating for a while. There are other reasons why this was not a good date, but I am just really feeling like I am never going to attract the kind of person I need to attract in order to be attain the next level of happiness. As funny as this whole situation is, I feel my soul is dying. I think eating an entire box of toaster strudels is in order. TLDR. I don't get any matches on dating apps, and when I finally did get a match, the person had an intellectual disability and I went on an awkward date. The next post from Radmalike is titled TIFU by crying in front of my 7Y, oh sis. Was checking her iPad for some homework and came across a Google Slide document she made that had, I really hate myself very madly, I'm a donkey, and I was baffled, so I sat her down and asked her to explain why she wrote what she did. So a few days prior she forgot a jacket of hers at school and it got stolen. This was the third time she had lost something within the span of a week, so my mom gave her a well-deserved speech about responsibilities and consequences of being careless. That's all she did, but that was enough to send my sis on an emotional trip where she wrote this document. I told her she was being too hard on herself and that her hating herself is the last thing I want for her. She asked why, and I said, when you hurt, I hurt too. To which she responded, but if I never existed you wouldn't feel bad and you would be happy instead. This just cut me deep and my 22-year-grown ass started crying. In response she started crying too. Made her promise to talk to me if she ever feels this way again, but she probably won't since this is the only time she's ever seen me cry and she'll probably want to avoid doing it again. TLDR, cried in front of a kid edit. Thank you for the supportive responses, gotta say never thought I'd see this side of Reddit folded hands. I've had a talk with my sis a bit more just so she knows how loved and valued she is. I'll try to be a better listener and do as much as I can to make sure she never feels this way again. The next post from 99 Not A Throwaway 99 is titled TIFU by arousing myself to the smell of shit. This isn't much of a, today, I fucked up but more of a, the past few months, I fucked up. I recently broke up a few months ago, and I've been really lonely ever since. She was my closest friend but guess I wasn't hers, she cheated lol. The past few months I've been following a cycle of waking up, going to work, coming home, jacking off, showering, then going to bed. I then started to combine the middle two activities together. I'd come home, jack off during my shower, for easy clean up, then head to bed. Everything was going swell when one day I was at a bathroom in a bar, and someone had an unfortunate accident. I ignored it at first, went with my business, then all of a sudden, I pitched a tent when I was washing my hands. I thought it was funny, laughed it off. The next day, I go into work and I walk past someone else's unfortunate accident, and the tent pitched itself again. I then realized, I always take a shit before showering, because germs. And in between the shower and the shit, was the jacking off part. So I guess my little guy has associated the smell of shit with jacking off, which was why I was pitching a tent whenever I smelled feces. It's been almost a week and it still happens. TLDR, I've adapted my body to arousal with the smell of feces, because the past few months I've been on a cycle of taking a shit, jacking off, then taking a shower. The next post from EZ2 Remember CPL is titled TIFU by laughing at my wife's cactus injury. This happened a few years ago. We bought a house in Phoenix, Arizona, and the neighborhood was really nice. It was quiet and safe, and we could walk our little dog around the block with no hassles. Except one. On the far side of the block, a neighbor inexplicably planted a jumping choya cactus near the sidewalk. If you are unfamiliar with them, they are pretty to look at because they look like this link from a distance. However, close up they look like this link. As you can guess by the title, my wife brushed up against it one day and came home in agony. She had a ton of little spines in her arm where it caught her, and it took us quite some time to remove all of them with a comb. I couldn't help but laugh. She's not the most agile human, and walking into an inanimate object covered with 2-inch needles that hook skin was definitely something only she would do. Until a month later when, walking the dog and staring at my phone, I barely touched the damn thing with my arm. Holy God, I have never been in pain like that short of breaking a bone. See, the spines have little hooks that grab your skin and then a whole section of the cactus falls off and hangs onto your body. So now you have 6 ounces of weight pulling with gravity on dozens of pincushion needles with every step you take, and you can't touch it to remove it because then you'll get even more spines in your hand. And did I mention that I did this as far as possible from my house? When I walked into the house, whimpering and begging like a child, my wife nearly peed herself laughing at me. She was laughing so hard it took her about 5 minutes to hold still long enough to help pull all the spines out, and each one feels like someone ripping a little chunk of skin off your body. Because that's what it was. And she got to rightfully mock me for being a little baby in front of all of our friends because I was crying by the end. TLDR, I mocked my wife for walking into a horrible cactus, and then walked into the same cactus 1 month later. The next post from Droom99X is titled TIFU by shaving my nether regions. Hello, 17M. I'll do my best to keep it short so basically, last night at around 12 a.m. I get a text from this girl I know and like most texts sent around this time it is far from innocent. We start talking and the next thing I know she tells me to pick her up so we can have a little sneaky link. I agree and start getting ready. Here's where the fuck up happens. It's been a while since the last time I've been with a girl so my bush has grown quite a bit and I decided to groom myself a bit before I leave. I use my electric razor on my junk and just let the hair fall into my bathtub. I figured I would just rinse it down the drain later. Flash forward and I pick her up and bring her to my place and we do the deed. After we finish she says she needs to use the bathroom and I let her. While she's in there I hear her gasp and then giggle a bit. I was a bit concerned and asked her if everything was okay to which she said yes so I thought nothing of it. After we both get our clothes back on I take her home and decide to take a quick shower before bed. As I get into my bathroom I see the large amount of pubes resting in my tub and it clicked. She was giggling in the bathroom because she saw the hair and put two and two together. I was mortified. I don't think I'll ever be able to look her in the eye again. So yeah, from now on I think I'm just going to leave my bush the way it is. TL, Dr. I shaved my pubes and left them sitting in my bathtub for my sneaky link to see, and she was silently judging me for it for the rest of the night. Edit. My mother saw this post. This literally could not get any worse. The next post from Puffems is titled TIFU by peeing on my friend's new kitten. So this just happened this morning. I'm visiting and staying with a good friend of mine and her family for a few days. She has an adorable new kitten, among a couple of other cats and dogs who have been quite taken with me since I've been here. When I get up in the morning to pee, they usually follow me to the bathroom. I kick them all out usually, but this morning the kitten refused to leave. I really had to go, so I gave up the fight and kept him in there with me. As I was standing there doing my business, the cat became enthralled with my stream and immediately jumped onto the toilet bowl and started batting my piss with his paw. Not knowing what to do, I panicked. I simultaneously tried to stop my flow and bend down to grab the cat, but in the midst of doing so I sprayed the cat in the face along with the toilet and bathroom wall. I finally got the cat, and shamefully finished peeing while holding a piss-covered kitten who was still trying to paw its way back to the bowl. I then spent the better part of 20 minutes wiping the cat, wall, and toilet down. I will go to my grave with this, and I am never going to tell my friend what happened, but since I've marked her kitten, does that make it mine now? TLDR, I pissed on my friend's new kitten when I let it stay in the bathroom with me. Laws of nature state that the cat is probably mine now. The next post from Apple Lightning 23 is titled TIFU by endorsing my ex's communication skills on LinkedIn. This actually did happen today and is probably the most embarrassing thing to happen to me in a long time. Not to get too much into the background of it, but my ex-GF broke up with me, over FaceTime, 5 months ago after cheating on me and leaving me for the other guy. It was a pretty bad breakup and she lied to me and deceived me throughout. Given how poorly she treated me, after the breakup I walked away and hadn't spoken to or contacted her since. Anyways, today I'm scrolling LinkedIn and I see that there's a suggested endorsements section and she's one of them. Now I like to think I'm a pretty funny guy, and my signature jokes are self-deprecating. So I saw this tab and the meme maker in me thought, how funny would it be if I took a screenshot endorsing her at communication, to send to my friends. Clearly I'm not a LinkedIn expert, but I imagined once I clicked the endorsement thing it'd open a pop-up or some other window which I could screenshot before actually submitting the endorsement. Nope, and boy was I wrong, immediate endorsement. Zero opportunity to cancel. I panicked and immediately removed it. However, after testing it with a friend, the notification will still go through. So basically the first contact my ex will get from me since dumping me 5 months ago is a LinkedIn notification informing her I endorse her communication skills. There's not much I can do except laugh at it and hope she doesn't reach out. Currently digging a hole to bury myself in case. TLDR, my ex showed up as a suggested LinkedIn endorsement. I tried to be funny and take a screenshot but ended up actually endorsing her communication skills. The next post from Origami She is titled TIFU by being a national threat. Obligatory, this didn't happen today, but a few years ago. More specifically, October of 2018 when I was living in the Phoenix area. I was driving to meet a friend after a long day of work. There was standard Friday night traffic, but nothing too bad. I was cruising along the freeway, eventually taking the interchange onto the northbound freeway, when it took me few seconds to realize that something felt off, because there were no other cars on what is normally a very busy freeway. A minute later, I finally noticed some cars coming up behind me. First came some 15 passenger vans, which was odd considering I was still the only one on the road up to this point. Then came a whole lot of police on motorcycles. I panicked and slowed way down because, confession time, I'm still not entirely sure what the proper etiquette is for reacting to police lights on the interstate. I figured the best thing I could do was go as slow as possible, get into the right lane, and hope I'm not involved. So now I'm cruising along in my little Subaru Impreza, going 15 miles per hour in a 65, surrounded by police, with passenger vans ahead of us, and I'm freaking out. That's when I see Cadillac Escalade starting to approach from behind. I'm just thinking WTF is going on, I am definitely not supposed to be here, so I do the only logical thing for a 23-year-old woman can do, and call my mom. She, thankfully, picks up. I cut the pleasantries, spit out my situation, adding in that helicopters have now joined the party, asking if she knew what was happening. She goes, oh, Trump was having his rally near us, and is currently headed up to the, insert fancy, resort just north of where you are now. I think you might be in the middle of his motorcade. Shit. How was I in the middle of his motorcade? All of the on-ramps should have been blocked off to ensure the motorcade has the road to themselves. And there I was, putting along, probably having my phone tapped as the Secret Service listens to me freaking out my mom, trying to determine if I was a threat to the president and the United States itself. Finally, the motorcade made its way to the carpool lane, picked up its speed, and left me behind to try and make sense of what just happened. How many weapons must have been aimed my way? Why was that on-ramp not blocked off? How was I the only car that made it through? I was still going 15 miles per hour and talking with my mom about what happened, and eventually, regular cars started to come in behind me. I guess their barricades onto the freeway opened up at the right time. Ever since then, I swear my phone has been tapped. Every once in a while during a phone call, I hear interference of other voices on the line. So, FBI, NSA, whoever you are, if you are reading this, and I'm not normally one to blame, please know that this wasn't my fuck up. It was the police officers TIFU who didn't barricade my on-ramp. TLDR, I accidentally found myself in the middle of Trump's motorcade and have probably been on a watch list ever since. The next post from The Real Vrax is titled TIFU by rubbing menthol shampoo into my anus. This actually happened a week ago. So as usual, I took a shower at 8 p.m. I made everything wet and started to wash my hair. I always let the shampoo sink in. During that, I start to cover my body in soap. So my mum bought this super new shower gel. I regret that IDIDNT looked closer, it even had ice cubes on the packaging. Like, damn. I start taking the gel and rub it all over my body, started with the upper and went down afterwards. Doing some good washing between the legs and the ass. That's when I realize, oh shit, oh no. My dick and my ass cheek just felt like I'm dipping it in snow, like sitting completely naked on ice in the Antarctica. I literally scream inside of me by realizing what had happened. I'm standing in the shower, fully traumatized, trying to get the soap out of my private zones. After I washed everything off, I thought it would stop. Nope, it didn't. Suffered 30 minutes afterwards from the cold effects. TLDR, rubbed menthol gel into my ass and felt like I was sitting on the ice throne. Edit, yeah, I spelled Antarctica, Antarctes. Damn you, German language. The next post from Peach1999 is titled TIFU I can't forgive myself how I lost my virginity. No one knows about it. I can't forgive myself ever since. I'd always thought that I would do it with special person, but how wrong I was. I was 20, I'm 22, my friends and I decided to drink a little, but it went too far. It was party near forest. I'd seen that guy before at dorm. I have to admit he is handsome. We began talking and I held his hand and proposed dancing. You know I'm naive and shy girl. But that night I was drunk. I remember a song, The Prince Kana, later Be Chess, while I kissed him. I started that on my own. Then he took me further into the forest. We were kissing when he put his hand in my pants. I didn't tell any words. He turned me back. He fucked me in doggy style near tree. It was tough, painful and humiliating. Blood was everywhere. It isn't the best way, pose, state, place, guy to lose virginity. But it was my choice. The next morning I couldn't look into my friend's eyes because they had been worried about me since I disappeared. I pretended that everything was fine. One day after posting that, I've read all of your comments. I've never felt such a relief like that after all your supportive comments. I appreciate that. I didn't expect that a lot of people spend time to me. Also, thank you for sharing your stories. We are not alone, White Heart. I do hope things go well with you. TLDR, I lost my virginity with random guy at party. Today's last post from Bayou38 is titled TIFU by bringing a pistol through airport security. 3 weeks ago, I was taking a quick trip to NYC from Hilo, Hawaii with a connect in HNL. Well, I asked my daughter if she wanted to do a little Christmas shopping. We fly free, BC, I'm a pilot, she's 12, so she was so down for it. She's old enough to pack her own stuff and she grabbed a bag from her mom's closet, my ex packed her stuff and off we went to the airport. We each had a roller and a backpack. We hit security and it was very light. My roller and both our backpacks went through, but they pulled her roller. We were grabbing our stuff while they checked her roller. I was joking with my daughter and said, "What are you trying to smuggle?" "I just have some belts," she replied. Now, being a pilot with my credentials at hand, I leaned over and said to the TSA agent, "Can I help you find something?" She had her back to me and she didn't reply. I said, "What are you looking for?" Thinking she'd tell me she was looking for a pocket knife or a corkscrew or some random something, but oh no. She replied, a gun. I smiled and said, what are you really looking for? She said, sir, there is a gun in this bag. I swear I almost passed out. I looked at my daughter and she looked at me stunned and scared. I said, are you joking? TSA agent replied with a curt, absolutely not. She radioed someone, while my daughter and I looked confused at each other. You see, I had not checked her bag. She packed it herself. The bag was pulled to the side, and the airport police showed up. They pulled the bag into a side area that was cordoned off and told us to sit in the terminal. I am literally about to be sick at this point. I call the pilot union. They called the local police. I texted my ex. She said, get this, she had accidentally shipped it to Hawaii when we moved, which is highly illegal, but she had put the gun in the suitcase so no child would find it when she had found it in a box. I have so many questions. Anyway, she owned up to it being hers and the whole thing was via text. So, my daughter and I got pulled into the secure area where we were shown a 32 caliber unloaded semi-auto pistol, neither of us had ever seen. It was tucked down in the thin front pocket of the lid and it was tiny. No wonder it got missed. We were questioned and we both said the story above. I showed the police the texts and they basically just said, okay, we will let you know. The local sergeant pulled me aside and said he was gonna visit the ex and if all was good, nothing would come of it from their side. They gave me back my ID and sent us on our way. We missed our first flight but the agent just booked us on the next one. I had called my union to get legal involved since I was traveling on pilot credentials, and they told me to just update them. The local police visited my ex and are apparently considering charges for illegal possession of an unregistered firearm, we shall see. They aren't charging me with anything. The TSA sent me a fine today. $1,500. If I pay within 30 days it's $750 and no additional action. They could have taken away my expedited security credentials for up to 5 years, which would make my job so much harder, and the fine could have been $10,000. I'm lucky, I'm literally having nightmares and anxiety when I work and my poor daughter is traumatized. My ex might be in trouble, but I don't know yet, but we had a good shopping trip. I still don't have an answer as to why my ex thought it a good idea to hide a gun in fucking luggage, but I'll probably never get a straight answer. Anywho, safe travels over the holidays. ; TLDR, my ex hid a gun in a suitcase that my minor daughter took through airport security. Update, 1. Got curious and asked her why she put the gun in the bag. She said that the roller bag was gonna be sent to Goodwill BC. It was old and beat up, seemed fine to me, and she hid the gun in there BC. She found it in a box she was unpacking and thought no child will find it if I hide it there. That's the answer I got. 2. She didn't do it on purpose. She could be facing a misdemeanor gun charge. Hell, she didn't even have to own up to it BC. It wasn't registered but she did, and thank God for that. She's also not a bad person. She's just dumb. 3. She will never pay the fine for me. Just not gonna happen. Anyone who thinks she will, even though she should, has never had an ex-wife. 4. My daughter is okay. We talked about it. She's fine. Thank you all for your concern. 5. I will not be appealing this. I will pay the fine and move on. It's illegal to bring a gun on a plane, as it should be, and I broke the law. Nuff said.